Friday wrap-up. Thank you for continuing to email in your work. It is exciting to see your ideas and creativity. I would like to share some submissions with you. A boss has already decorated his rock and placed it in his neighborhood. Maybe you will come across it. Let me know if you do. Camilla has painted her rocks too. Another student has his design all ready to go. Can you guess who? Maria, Camilla, and Omar have come up with some excellent ways to save the environment. Maria says to recycle, throw your garbage in the bin, never hurt plants, instead help them, and to not use bug spray near the water. Camilla writes, let's take care of our planet with love. We can take care of the environment by dumping our garbage in its place, recycling, and not wasting our natural resources. Through pictures, Omar tells us that we should plant a seed, turn off the lights when we aren't using them, use a cloth bag instead of plastic, use less water, and be more green by always thinking about the environment. Malcolm, Emma, and Anna have written descriptive journal entries. Malcolm wrote about his walk around Deer Lake, where he found frog eggs. Emma described what her perfect party would be like. It includes a big chocolate cake and glow-in-the-dark balloons. Anna told us about buying flowers and a fuzzy plant with her mom. Anna was delighted to find a rainbow flower. Anna also sent in her artwork inspired by the virtual field trip, View from a Canoe. Camilla has worked very hard to send you this lovely message. Thank you to all of you who have contributed. Please continue to send in your work and let me know if you would like it posted. I look forward to all your submissions. Bush Beans Update. I would also like to send my appreciation to Luke, who sent in pictures last week of his plant and observations. I was very excited to see how big his plant has gotten and read the update. Luke, you are doing a great job taking care of it. I would love to see how everyone's plant is doing. If possible, please take a picture and send it in. I will post it on next week's blog. Today, we will make another entry in our response booklets. Please complete the following steps. Write the date at the top. Write the title Bush Beans Update. Draw and color a picture of what your plant looks like today. Below your picture, write and underline the word observations. Look closely at your plant and write down what you see. How big is your seedling? What does it look like? Is your stem standing up or tilting to one side? Below your observations, write and underline the word care. Write down all the ways you have taken care of your plant. Here are some questions to prompt your thinking. Have you watered it? Did you move its location? Did you rotate it so the sun hit different spots? If it tipped over, how did you fix it? You do not need to answer all of them or copy down the questions. Simply use them to help write your sentences. Would you like to know the science behind what your seedlings have been up to so far? Take a peek at the following videos. The first is an animation about a process called germination. The second is a time lapse of a bean plant. The creator condensed 25 days of growth into just under 3 minutes. I found it fascinating. Be sure to watch what is happening underneath the soil as the plant matures. Your thoughts on these two videos would make a great journal entry. 2D Shape Refresher. Take a minute to think back to our 2D shape review on Monday. If you recall, each shape has a specific number of sides and points or vertices. Sketch these shapes into your response booklet and determine their name, number of sides, and vertices. You can set up your page like this, and a chart has been provided. If you can't remember the names of the shapes, scroll back to the previous post. When you are done, try answer the following questions. Do you see a pattern between the number of sides and the number of vertices? And number two, if two shapes can have the same number of sides and vertices, what other qualities make a shape unique? Get moving. Let's get out of our seats and end our week again with some movement. Try these stretches from Move Lee to work out the wiggles and calm our minds. Enjoy your weekend, everyone.